Welcome to the Safety Culture Excellence Podcast, brought to you by PROACT Safety, the experts in achieving excellence in safety leadership, performance, and culture. And now your host, John M. Galloway.
Training versus education. More and more organizations are using computer-based training, CBT, modules. Most started using them for OSHA-required yearly refresher training. The CBT approach has some advantages. Workers could attend individually rather than in a classroom with multiple students and an instructor. The individual training approach caused less disruption of business activities than a classroom approach. The training was self-paced, so everyone could move through the materials at their own pace. The modules could include testing for knowledge levels, and the CBT could keep current rosters of who had completed the various modules. Then, organizations expanded the use of CBTs in the more questionable areas. Along this path, someone forgot that CBT is education, not training. You can impart information via computer, but you cannot build manual skills. Relying on CBT to teach manual job skills or even basics such as fire extinguisher use is only a partial approach. Students end up having knowledge without skills. If the CBTs are followed up with on-the-job training or classroom simulations, the knowledge can begin to be translated into skills. Without such follow-up, CBTs can simply create a false sense of competence that can and has resulted in serious safety incidents.
As trusted advisors to those on the path toward safety excellence, we firmly believe the approach taken must be collaboratively defined and customized to the culture and unique realities of the individual business. We look forward to working with you on your strategy, leadership, culture, and behavior-based safety improvement efforts. Visit us at proactsafety.com.